and tearing down the idols, restoring right relationship with God and man. Exodus 23:6-1, John 5:21. In the modern world, idolatry may not look like golden calves or wooden poles, but it's more alive than ever in our hearts. Priorities, relationships, bank accounts, screens, and self-obsession. The tragedy of idolatry is not merely that we worship a false god, but that we break communion with the true one. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. 1 John 5:21. That warning from the Apostle John is still vital today. This sermon explores the biblical foundation of idolatry, its ancient expressions, its destructive effects on our relationship with God and others, and the path to restoration. Exodus 23:5, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. Idolatry is the worship, love, trust, or fear of anything more than God. It can be physical, objects, statues, relics, emotional, relationships, achievements, spiritual, self, success, control, religion. An idol is whatever you look at and say in your heart, if I have that, then I'll feel my life has meaning. Tim Keller. In ancient Mesopotamia, idols weren't mere symbols. They were believed to be the physical embodiment of the gods. When a new idol was created, rituals like the mouth-opening ceremony were performed so the god could inhabit the image. The people then offered food, bowed, and sought favor through these figures. In contrast, Yahweh revealed himself invisibly through word, covenant, and presence, not through objects. His relationship with Israel was built on trust, not image. Jeremiah 2:13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out for themselves broken cisterns that can hold no water. Idolatry fractures our intimacy with God. It's not just sin, it's spiritual adultery. Instead of worshiping the giver, we worship the gift. Instead of trusting the Father, we turn to substitutes. Idolatry is not just a failure to obey God. It is a setting of the whole heart on something besides God. Martin Luther, imagine your wife turning to another man during the wedding. That's what Israel did at the foot of Mount Sinai. Receiving God's covenant while forging a golden calf. Romans 1:21-25. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator. When we replace God with idols, we use people instead of love them. We compete instead of commune. We exploit instead of edify. The worship of Moloch involves sacrificing children in fire. Why? So the people could gain economic prosperity. That's the ultimate fruit of idolatry. It devalues life. We sacrifice family on the altar of career. We sacrifice integrity for status. We sacrifice others' dignity to feed our ego. Exodus 34:14. For you shall worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. God's jealousy isn't petty insecurity, it's covenantal passion. He will not share his bride with idols. He disciplines not to destroy, but to redeem. In ancient Near Eastern treaties, loyalty to the king was absolute. Breaking covenant brought curses. Israel understood that idolatry was treason against their true king. 2 Kings 23:24-25. King Josiah's revival included burning idols, tearing down altars, and restoring worship. That's what we must do in our hearts. Identify the idol. Ask, what do I fear losing most? Confess the idol, remove the idol, restore God as center. You don't remove an idol by just taking it down, you replace it with something greater. Jesus Christ. John Piper, When we return to God, He heals our hearts. He restores our relationships. He renews our worship. 1 Thessalonians 9:9. You turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. That's our testimony. That's our story. Not just what we left, but who we ran to. Idols are defeated not by being removed, but by being replaced by the glory of the real God. G.K. Beale, today God is calling you to a deeper intimacy. He doesn't want your half-hearted devotion. He doesn't want to be one of many. He wants to be your only. What am I turning to for comfort or identity besides God? 2 has something or someone taken first place in my heart. 3 am I willing to tear it down for the sake of deeper communion with God? Father, search my heart, expose the idols I've crafted. Forgive me for loving things more than you. I choose today to tear them down, to run back to you, and to make you the only king seated on the throne of my heart. Amen.